This guy's late again for the tech bar. Let me call him real quick.
Hello?
Hey, it's Ray. Where are you?
Oh, I'm over here in UK.
I'm in the UK too. Dude, we can't be late for tech bar. We've been late the last two times.
Oh yeah, I know. We gotta get going on that.
Oh wait, I think I see you. Go outside and wave.
Hey!
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 Hey,
what's up?
What's up?
Welcome to the tech bar!
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the first on-time tech bar of probably...
Yeah, I would say so.
Of 2022? So, close enough. Anyway, we are... Believe it or not, we recorded that intro. What's up, Travis? We recorded that intro, what, in May? Right?
Yeah, let's go with May, yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely May.
It was May. And we were planning to play that, like, at the last several tech bars and stuff. It gets complicated. But we're here, we're on time, we're liquored up, yep. We're ready to party. How you doing, dude?
Good. It's been a while. I'm glad we're doing this again.
Yeah, had to kind of get into it. But we needed the break because now we're like prepared adequately. We know what we're doing sort of kind of ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I would say that, yeah.
So we have an awesome event. What is that? I'm doing things I can't talk about on Tech Bar. thanks. Steven?
Question mark?
And I see Phil is pulling up the stool at the tech bar. Appreciate that. So, guys, we are back with a fun episode. We have some good friends joining us. We always, and good friends bringing loved ones on so they can become new good friends of ours. So that's pretty awesome. Let's introduce Will Simon. There you go.
Yeah,
I was trying to get it on screen to be like all smooth and shit. We're working at this. We're getting better.
Transitioning
still
needs some work.
Will and Jenny Young. Will, how you doing, brother?
How's it going, guys?
Awesome. Good. And you brought the lovely Jenny with us.
Yes.
Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
Hi, Jenny.
So, Will, you are of Baring McKinley, and we got a chance to meet for the first time in what, Chicago, I think?
Yeah, it was at the CompTIA in Chicago. When was that?
April, maybe. Or no, you know what? It was during St. Patrick, so it was in March.
Okay.
Because we were just booking now the flights for Chicago for ChannelCon coming up in August. And if you need passes, both of us will be there. Actually, all of us will be there with booths at ChannelCon. If you need passes, we have free passes. Hit us up. Simon will put the link in the chat. Come and join it on us. We'll bring the liquor. We'll bring the passes. You just bring your butts and we'll have a good time. Don't expand on that. Anyways.
Steven, no need for a response.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah, exactly. So, Jenny, why don't you tell us about yourself? This is the first time I ever got the chance to meet you.
I work for a medical billing company for ambulance transports. Married almost a year.
Oh, that's coming up.
We're all about love here at the Tech Bar. So, Jenny, I understand there's billing codes depending on like what kind of incident happened or like how you got hurt. Is there one for drunken stupidness at the Tech Bar? Is like, I may need you to.
For Tech Bar, but there might be. I don't do the coding. I deal with the insurance.
Totally unrelated, but we may need you to research that later and get back to us.
If not, then you just got yourself a new code that you could come up with.
All right.
So, Will, we like to do this. We've learned over the last, 2 years, a year and a half of Tech Bar, we've learned that giving the professional introduction is best done up front before we get all liquored up. So we're going to give you 30 to 45 seconds on screen, full screen. Don't have us knuckleheads talking. Tell us who you are, what Barry McKinley is, and how awesome you guys are for the MSP community. And go.
Hi, I'm Will Young. I'm a senior application consultant for Barry McKinley. Barry McKinley, we are management consultants for MSPs and IT providers. We provide assistance with your processes and procedures, with your tool stack. We've got peer teams. We've got user groups coming for different different technology solutions. We do help with the financials and helping you realize where you're losing or gaining or earning or losing money. We're the whole kit and caboodle. So if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Slack.
Awesome. And he's part of the community. He's in Slack. He's in Geek. He's easy to find. So I appreciate that. So professional as I walk in, I am a professional. Keith Nelson also, I got to see for the first time at Secure. We actually got to meet up in person. So that's always appreciated. What's up, Mr. Keith Nelson? I believe you exist now. So this is a drinking show. So we have drinks. Simon, why don't you bring up what we're drinking? Let's see what Will and Jenny are drinking first.
So I'm bouncing back and forth between two beers from a local brewery in Chicago called Pipeworks. The first one is a double IPA called Ninja vs. Unicorn. And then the other one I haven't tried before, but I'm drinking it now. It's their hoppy red ale called Blood of the Unicorn.
So we have a unicorn themed show, apparently. Yeah. I love that. What's up, Tim? I see Tim Fournette of Roost. What's up, brother? And we have Fancy Smancy. We're going to go over to the bar. Let me see here. We'll pull from the bar. We are going to do this one, which is Walking Stick. There, Simon just put it on screen now after I grab it.
Still working at it, folks. We'll get this.
Listen, we put the wrong and fastest on the wrong syllable, all right? We're doing Walking Stick, which is a Kentucky straight bourbon, 90 proof, which is 45% alcohol, single barrel edition. I don't know why we're doing this, but I do know why. This was recommended to me by, I feel so bad I forgot his name, but it was many drinks ago. But it was recommended to me by the manager at ABC Liquors. He said this is step above Buffalo Trace. So I was like, okay, we can do that.
Hey, Ray, remember all I told you my daughter was going to inevitably call?
Yeah.
So she called just in time.
Always. Well, she wants to be part of the Tech Bar. This is a family show. So what's up, Martin? How you doing, brother? All right.
Hey, Marty.
So we do have a toast before we start drinking. So we raise our glasses, and we always let the guest give our toast. Why don't we let Jenny, the fairest among us, give the toast? Jenny, can you read that out to us?
Oh, here's to a night on the town, new faces all around, taking the time to finally unwind. Tonight, it's about to go down.
Nice. Right. Cheers, friends.
Salute.
Yeah, we got rules, whatever. Keith is saying, I always forget the name of little people. I said Keith, first of all. And of course, Connor was calling me a channel celebrity. And here's why that's absolute bullshit, right? So we're talking, he's like, oh, you're a channel celebrity. And I go, homie, my friends, our friends, because it's Connor's friends too, John Hammond, Tom Lawrence, Kyle Hanslevin, Jason Slagle, which gave me this awesome CNWR hat. I'm like, all these people are actual channel celebrities. I just drink a lot on camera, which, kind of works out every once in a while. So we do have rules. Simon, don't give me shit because you have on the show notes toast and then rules. So I went in order of your notes, dude. He's yelling at me. He's like, rules, rules. No. All right. So we do have rules. Let's see. Will, can you read us the first three, please?
Yeah, we got the bartenders are always right. No politics or religion at the bar. If you hear these words, you drink. Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm.
There you go. And Jenny, can you round us out with the last three?
Sports are on 24/7. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. If the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
There you go. And for the purposes of this show, you guys are both guest bartenders.
Exactly.
And with that said, we just said three drinking words, so you have to take at least one drink.
I already did it.
You did. I was talking to the rest. There's an entire internet out there, sir. There's little people like Keith, the Rose Nelson. There's big people like Connor Swalm, big in heart, not in stature. We have good people.
There's nobody littler than,
Yeah. And of course, we have Kyle Spooner saying he gave me a hat, which he did. Simon, can you toss that over here? Kyle actually gave me two hats because I bought one of these MSP Geek hats, which had the tiniest logo in existence. And then he gave me, at IT Nation Connect, he presented me with a full adult-sized MSP Geek hat. So now we use the little one for Simon, and I wear the big one.
It's Big Spoon.
Big Spoon. So namaste, my friends. I appreciate you. All right, Simon, we have since you're yelling at me about the show notes and I'm not following them, what's going on in the show notes, dude? What do we got up next?
So first, we'd like to learn some more. Okay. First, we'd like to learn a little bit more about our guests. And so we have, Jenny, you mentioned that you guys got married about a year ago. And then a little bird told me that you guys went to high school together, but didn't start dating until
2018.
Yeah.
We went to high school together. In freshman year, we hung out in the same circle of friends. Jenny actually dragged me on my first roller coaster. We were both in choir and swim team together, but we never dated in high school. We went on, did our old adult things, and just kind of randomly ran into each other at the neighborhood bar. And she texted me after that, and the rest was history.
Nice. So I need to know what that text was. Were you like, yo, what up, how do? Like, what was the move, Jenny? Like, what was the, you got a nice smile. Like,
she just said, hey, you want to go grab a drink? And we went, and then she said, normally we go play trivia at this other bar. And I said, well, let's go. And then we went to play trivia, and that became a weekly thing. And sooner or later, she realized I was irresistible.
So there was no fruits or vegetables involved in that text, right?
Oh, good Lord. You took it to a dark place. So the reason we ask is because we have a certain somebody. I don't want to mention any names, but we have a certain somebody that is we are looking for the appropriate love for him. And on the way to IT Nation Secure, which is the last time we all got to hang out a couple months ago, Simon, Danny, and I took a trip up to Orlando. And the entire write-up was talking about Simon's love life. And then we met up with Alex over there, and she also helped us with Simon's love life. So, you know, I think we should do a PSA. If you have someone or you know someone that may be a good fit for Simon, I think at IT Nation Secure we said anyone between 18 and 65.
I have a wide range. I'll just say that.
So he's looking for love, and we asked him his way of talking to the ladies, and his way was, okay, I'll give you the opportunity. I don't want to make it me talking about you.
Okay, so when we were talking about the first text, I was putting myself in your shoes, right? And my way of like sliding into the DMs, that's how we say it.
Keep in mind, there's a significant
They gave me crap because I would say, you have really pretty eyes. I would just compliment them on their eyes. Like that's the first thing that I noticed on a woman, their eyes.
But that's the same line for everybody he DMs.
But here's the thing. Wouldn't that have more validity if you're in front of the person?
I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, actually, this
I work from home. The remote. We're all in an industry that's remote.
He goes
remote,
out every weekend.
Why can't I find a girlfriend remotely?
Wait, tell me why we couldn't have Tech Bar on August 12th. What was the reason you told me?
Because I was going to a concert.
Okay, so you go out. It's not like you're like a homebody, right? So, you know. But if anybody has any tips, if you want to like lay down your best pickup lines, put it in the chat. We definitely, Simon needs some help because right now it's all Instagram and hey, you got pretty eyes. And yeah. So anyway, but you guys have been playing trivia every week since. I love that. That is phenomenal.
We try to.
You have, and your team name is in line with what you're drinking today, right?
So it's recently.
So normally we would find something funny that had to do with current events, but a couple months ago we were on our way, and I asked my daughter, "What should our team name be?" And she said, "Unicorn Poop," and we've placed 80% of the time when we've used Team Unicorn Poop, so it's here to stay. Yeah,
it's like lucky socks. Like you know, you don't wash them in baseball. Oh no, you got to stick with it. So I don't know if you know this, but on Tech Bar this year, what we started doing, because Danny has started guesting with me or hosting with me now as of this year. Since we started, he brought up the idea of always having a extra word, an extra drinking word for us, and I can't think of a better one than Unicorn Poop. Can you?
I cannot. I don't disagree.
Yeah. So I say we raise a glass to Unicorn Poop.
Unicorn Poop. The champs.
The champs. Danny, what was that drink that your brother made at Natalie's baby shower?
Oh, it was like unicorn elixir. That's what it was.
It was unicorn elixir. It was... Yeah. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with, like, everybody has their version of, like, throw all the rum, throw all the vodka, and plus whatever fruit juice, and just put in a big barrel with some ice and some fruit. Everybody has their version of that, right? This was literally everything. Like, there were liquors I'd never heard of before being thrown in there. Certain sugary alcohols you know is going to give you a headache, like, immediately after. Like, you're going to get a hangover. There's not a question, right? I'm looking at you, Kyle Spooner, with your Crown Royal. But this was giving you a hangover while you were drinking it. It was so bad.
Yeah. All it really was everything. And then
it was everything.
It's... Purple dye. And then
it had glitter. It had glitter in it.
That's it. That's what made it a unicorn.
And I'll drink Goldschlager. I will drink Jaeger. I'm good. I'll pound it all night. But this was rough.
Pretty bad.
Josh, Mr. Josh Peterson, what have you stumbled onto?
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's not like this is recorded across multiple channels with thousands of viewers. Don't worry about it, dude. Nothing's going to happen from here. You can always blame Jenny. That's what I do. I blame my wife. Actually, she blames me.
Yeah,
something like that. So I'll just say unicorn poop, and there you go. That chat is hellacious. I see... Kyle, don't you besmirch the ground. Although I have to give him credit because he's been drinking good bourbons over the last several months. We got him connected on IT Nation Connect, and then he's been drinking good stuff ever since. So I will give him credit. And also, you know, he has the incoming podcast, Spoonful of Advice, that may or may not show up on MMN at some point. Who knows? All right, Simon, what do we got next, dude? What's going on?
So in IT Nation, not only did you guys try to give me advice on women, you guys also started playing a dumb prank that people started playing on in every bar. So let me tell you how. We went to the bar the first
time. Wait, hold on. Don't say these guys. Let's be real clear.
Okay, Danny, do you want to tell
the
story?
I want credit for this.
Do you want to tell what happened?
No, you say.
So we go to the bar, and clearly I look very young. I always get ID'd at every bar. And Danny, thinking that it's funny to tell the bartender that I'm a little kid, he says, "Oh, where's the milk for the kid?" So we're there, we're drinking, they bring my drink. And then maybe 10 minutes later, the bartender brings me milk at the bar at 2 in the morning.
This was at the sports bar?
Mm-hmm. At the sports bar. And somehow people were there and they noticed it, and it just became a thing during the event. So... Danny, thank you for that.
This kept happening. We woke up in the morning. We would meet up in the lobby. We'd meet up wherever, and Danny would bring milk. We're setting up the booth. Danny would bring milk. Like, and Simon's like, I don't even drink milk. Like, these glasses of milk are going to waste. We go out to dinner. He's getting milk. Like, this is becoming like there was milk everywhere. It was milktopia. It was, yeah. And Q says he gave him cigars, but Simon refused them. Because you know why, though? We're recording MSP Dispatch. Tony joined us at the conference center recording MSP Dispatch.
So on this photo, I actually, one of the mornings, I brought him milk and took a picture. But then I started getting thirsty and I drank the milk.
Yeah.
So if you guys see us at, or if you guys see me at ChannelCon at a bar, please don't get milk, or get milk and then take a picture and send it to us.
I'm saying I will give free swag to everybody that brings Simon a glass of milk at ChannelCon. I will throw that out now.
Were we talking out there about having? We were talking about having some swag, like milk cartons with Simon's face on it.
Yes. So Alex started talking about getting baby bottles, like, for Simon, and we started talking. We actually were looking on the drive home for the milk cartons, like, to get custom printed milk cartons. We went another way, you know, but yeah. Keith says that if we're going to ChannelCon, he will be there. We will see you at ChannelCon, Keith. Sir. That's excellent. Awesome. Actually, now I think I have to cancel ChannelCon just because Keith is going.
Keith is real.
Keith would argue that I'd always cancel any trips that he was going because it happened 3 or 4 times. You know, it happens. But
Keith, sure. I won't refuse a cigar. I will have a cigar with you.
Poor Steven saying, poor Simon. It's fine. Stella 5%. I don't know where you're going with that, Martin, but I'm 100% in.
I told you to put it away.
What happened?
It's Stella.
What? Oh.
That's what it is.
What is?
The Stella.
What about it?
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, the Stella is here. Yeah, that's, yeah. We needed a pre-game.
Guys.
So here, what had happened was, so those of you, and actually every one of you, watch the Tech Bar regularly, so we appreciate you guys. But we never start on time. Like, we never set up, and it wasn't like we started like super early. We started like an hour earlier. It was just, we were prepared. So it got to the point where, like, we're sitting, we're like, oh, let's have some beers and just start hanging out. Didn't really know what to do. So I see that you guys were on a swim team together and in choir. So that's pretty cool. So what was the swim team? So did you guys go to high school together or go to college together? What was the
deal? We went to high school together.
Yeah. Okay.
And she was on the girls team. I practiced with the girls team because the girls season was in the fall and the guys season was in the winter. So I was for one
that's
or two
a,
seasons.
That's a slick move, by the way. I like that.
Yeah.
I practiced with the girls
right there.
So Simon, we helped out as a manager. We helped out getting them water, got to practice with them, and then we were in great shape for come guy season time. And then we were in choir for 4 years together.
That's pretty dope.
She did it just as a hobby. She did it just as a hobby. To me, I was a lot more serious than high school about music and ended up – that was my ticket to college. So
in swim team, where, like, did you have like because my brother has he did swim team, and he had like one of the, I forget, it was butterfly or was what, like one of the races he was better at than the rest. Did you have one that was your thing?
You want to go first?
I did the butterfly and freestyle.
And I was a distance swimmer.
Yeah.
So I did the 500 yards and the 200 yard freestyle.
That's a little like NASCAR, right? Like, you're just turning left, going around the same track over and over and over again.
Yeah, the 500 was
back and forth,
20 laps.
That's awesome. And so you guys did so you did choir. So, like, okay, I did choir. I was in a Catholic school growing up. That's my version of choir. But like, I think of others and I'm like, nobody was as boring as my choir in high school, sorry, in elementary school, middle school. So I'm thinking, like, you guys were like, what was that? The movie with the cups and the
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I love that movie.
I'm not gonna lie, I love that movie too.
I do too. I mean, who was it? Clay Matthews doing the singing in it?
And, oh yeah,
that was the second one. Yeah.
That was the second. That was, and that I was know badass. That. I love that.
So it's more like college musicians. In high school, it is kind of boring. There's some craziness. I mean, we went on a couple trips together. We went to DC and Disney World. But nothing pitch perfect crazy.
No. Okay, Simon's doing this, like, he's doing these YMCA moves, so, like, he has something queued up.
Yeah, so talking about Disney, Ray and Danny actually went to Disney. This was this weekend. This happened this weekend, so we're going to watch a video really quick.
We finally made it to France. Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
Oh,
cheers, bro.
Cheers. Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't think that's enough, though. I don't think that's enough.
Cheers. Oh, bad ideas.
Just as bad as the first date.
Welcome to Tech Bar.
Yeah, so Danny is the king of bad decisions. I want to be very clear on that. And you'll see some other videos we have there.
Yeah.
Danny's like, oh, we should drink this, but we should also chug this. And that's how we went around the world at Disney, at Epcot. Yeah, bad decisions that was, were made that day.
If I remember, that was like a Grand Marnier Mimosa.
Actually, yeah, that's what DJ was talking about today. Today is Grand Marnier Day or something like that, right?
All
right.
Well, really? I guess that worked out.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that worked out.
Today is Grand Marnier Day, and it was a Grand Marnier Mimosa and some,
I don't know, some
slushy
fruitiness.
Thing. Some alcohol slushy thing. I don't know. It was a bad decision. Tasted great. We actually recorded that twice. Yeah. We screwed up the first one and ended up doing that exact thing twice. It was interesting.
There's a bar down the street from us that they have a great weekend brunch, but for $15, you can get bottomless mimosas. So
yeah, always a good dangerous.
I like when you start the day, you have brunch, and that's the end of the day. That's like
it's brunch and then nap.
Brunch and then nap.
There's a place right by our old house that my wife and I sold that we would go to the brunch sometimes, and it's the same thing: bottomless mimosas. And I think it's $15, same price. And they just give you the bottle of champagne.
They're like, we're not coming back.
And a carob of orange juice. All right.
Just that service is more. Dead. Come on, man. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, what was your guys' choir? Like, what did you have, like, show tunes? Did you have, like, was it church? Like, what kind of music were you guys singing?
So, we were in the concert choir together, which was maybe 50-ish of us, probably more. And we did a lot of different genres. So we did some show tunes, a lot of liturgical stuff, and we did we crossed the gamut, all the different genres. I was also in the smaller jazz choir that did a lot of more jazz and showy stuff, and we went and did a lot more concerts out in the community. That was a lot of fun.
That's pretty dope. I see Steven asking if it was Jungle Juice. Yeah, I think everybody has a recipe for Jungle Juice at this point, right? Like,
yeah.
And by recipe, I mean whatever's in the room. And Keith is saying, I hate it when people call me. I'm supposed to be, during Tech Bar, I'm supposed to be monitoring chat.
He's our mod.
Yeah, not helping Longshore the ports.
He's our unofficial official mod.
Keith has been, I think, with the exception of one, at every Tech Bar episode.
Nope.
Either in person or online. I'm damn sure he's only missed one, and there was a good reason he missed that one. It was something with his son or something like that. So, yeah, Steven says, or Keith says, you can never go wrong with Elvis. I don't disagree at all. You know, he will always be the king. Did you ever do it? I've heard you sing, not well. Did you ever do any singing in school?
No, because that second part, the not well.
I got you.
The not well.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Danny has other talents. You see how excited he gets.
I can't do it.
Danny has this amazing talent to repeat speeches from a handful of movies over and over. Now, we're in our 40s, and we are within 3 months of each other age-wise, and we grew up together. So these speeches I've heard ad nauseum doesn't even cover it. to the point where, like, I can't watch Independence Day. You know the speech from the president during Independence Day? Mm-hmm. I was watching it with my wife last night, and we're just, you know, hanging out watching the movie. And it gets to the point where the president's giving the speech, and I'm taking a picture of the screen and sending it to him. Because, like, at this point, it's like, it's Danny's movie. You can't not. How many times did you do it during 4th of July at the house?
I did it about 4-5 times.
Which probably means 7 because we were drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about that is that on the second half of senior year, I had a select an elective, and I was last to select, and the only class that was available
Independence Day
was the speech class.
Oh,
and then the final was basically we got graded on three things. We got graded on originality, so that's why I picked it. It had just come out, so graduated in 97. Movie came out summer of 96. Delivery, and then the third grade is basically from the audience, not the teacher itself. So
I'm almost scared to ask.
And I was the only one that got A on all three of them.
Simon, have you seen Independence Day? And I do not mean the new one.
Come on, Simon.
Okay,
can you fired.
No, you're fired. You're fired. All right. And we still let him pick the movies. I don't get that. I don't get why we do that. Speaking of TV shows and movies, what kind of stuff do you guys like to watch? We always ask our guest. I'm not saying that there's a right answer. I'm saying there may be an answer that gets you kicked off the internet. Star Wars or Star Trek? I'll go with Jenny first. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Neither. I guess I had to pick any Star Wars.
Okay. All right. Now, again, I'm not pushing anybody to give certain answers, but, you know, you didn't do the wrong one, so good for you. It's like a magic trick. You're not really, it's not free will. Free will. Ta-doom. All right, sorry. Will.
Wait, before you answer, Will, wait a second. All right, go answer.
Star Wars.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with that one. Is this a family show or can they include all the shows they watch? As long as the shows are Star Wars, we're fine.
we just finished watching Stranger Things. That was a big hit.
Okay. Are we within the spoilers? I mean, at this point, Stranger Things has been out a couple weeks
already. You finished it, right?
Oh, I finished it.
Okay.
No, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's been weeks.
You're not going to watch it.
Okay. I think there's a rule, Simon. If you're multiple seasons behind, that's on you, buddy.
I don't watch it.
I'm going to throw it out there now. Dumbledore dies. I'm just saying. All right. I don't even think he
Darth
knows that
Vader
reference.
Is Luke's father.
Hold on. Do you know that reference about Dumbledore dying?
I don't know. I know he died because I've seen the movie. That's my favorite series that I've only – like the only series I've seen is
– It's your favorite series, but you haven't seen it all the seasons.
No, I have. I know he dies at the end.
Harry Potter.
Okay.
He's calling their movies.
But when I say Dumbledore dies, do you know why I'm using that as a reference?
I'm thinking because Dumbledore actually died.
There was a theater in Texas?
Yeah.
There was a theater in Texas where the night of the release, people were lined up outside waiting.
Right.
And a car drove by and he's on video and he screams out, Dumbledore dies. It was opening night. Nobody had seen it
yet.
He screwed it up for everybody there.
Yeah, but
that guy's going to hell.
How many of those people read the book? Like, it shouldn't have been that big.
Still, it's a Okay, so I am a Star Wars fan. I don't know if you knew that or not. I'm a Star Wars fan. So when the latest three came out, I mean like 7, 8, 9, we were going to see 7 in theaters. I don't do the comic books. I don't do the extended universe. I watch some of the Clone Wars like cartoons, but like I'm not that deep dive. I just watch whatever's in theaters, and I'm all about that life. And I avoid Twitter. I avoid like any spoilers. I just want to see it for the first time. I enjoy that shit. So we're there. And Martin's saying, please no Stranger Things spoilers. I don't give two shits about Harry Potter. So my wife does this amazing. I have an amazing wife. My wife does this. Oh, you'll meet her because she's coming to Chicago.
All right.
My wife does this amazing thing. She buys opening weekend, not opening night, because I'm too fucking old for that shit anymore. But opening weekend, she buys me tickets to go see Force Awakens. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we're sitting there in the hallway. I've told her, like, she's all about Twitter and Instagram. She's seen every spoiler, whatever. I'm like, I don't do that. So we're sitting there, and she knows I avoid this shit. We're sitting in the hallway half an hour before the movie, just hanging out, waiting. And she's like, she says something, and there's 40, 50 people in line with us because it's still opening weekend, even though it's like a Saturday morning. And she's like, you know Han Solo dies, right? I'm like, what? Like, crushed my life. It's like telling you Vader is Luke's father if you didn't know. It's like heart crushing.
Oh.
And I'm like, so you spend the entire fucking, like, I'm the guy that watches the Perfect Storm movie And I don't know that's based on real events. Like, I'm thinking they're still going to make it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they got a chance. And then Mark Wahlberg dies, and you're like, fuck. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, bro. So I'm sitting the entire fucking movie, even when Han Solo is not in a scene, and I'm like, is he going to die now? Is he going to die now?
Like, I'm the same way. Like, I go see Titanic. Don't tell me the ship's thing sinks.
There was space on the door, bro. There was space on the door, bro.
There was.
I mean, whatever. Titanic's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see it with...
She could have made room for him.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, Martin, I hate to put this out there, but Max, Will, Steven, Darcy, Nancy, they all die. I don't know if those are actual names from Stranger Things.
No. You got the Nancy right, I think.
There you go. You know Nancy is based off Nancy from Freddy Krueger?
Yep.
Cool.
I know it.
Yeah. And you know Robert Englund is in Stranger Things.
I watched it before you did. Yeah, I'm aware. I finished the season before.
I finished the season. I'm saying, yeah, but it's not obvious that's him.
Yeah, it is. Okay,
you guys know who Robert Englund is, right?
Name
Will, Jenny?
Name doesn't ring a bell.
One, two, the Freddy's actor. Coming for you. Yeah, he's Freddy Krueger. So he's in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
You guys thought.
Yeah,
but if you don't know who Robert Englund is, you don't know who he was in Stranger Things.
Well, you know who he was, right, in Stranger Things, right?
I feel like
Martin is shitting himself right now. He's like, I have Twitter. I have everything blocked. I don't post myself. I just follow people, businesses. He's like, I don't want to hear shit. Yeah, Dumbledore dies, bro. I'm just saying. Anyway, so Simon, we have speaking of movies, we have a next game. What's the next game, dude?
Yeah, so we have the special game coming up. It's called Rate That Film, and then it's gonna have a special twist. So it's gonna have classic movies, and you guys are gonna have to guess which out of the three movies I have actually seen. Clearly, I don't watch a lot of movies, so you guys will have to guess. So let me set that up, and then we'll get started.
And for those of you that are like wondering like why we got all this production value, this is 100% attributable to Phil. Yeah. Phil does all our video editing, our video creation. He's our media editor, and he is phenomenal. So thank you, Phil. I appreciate that.
Before we continue, I just want to say two words. Unicorn Namaste. Poop.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Been a while for you. I've been drinking beer. And this is actually, how do you like it? And again, we're not sponsored by any. Simon, can you mute yourself? We're not sponsored by any distributor or any distillery, but we're welcome to it. So if you got bourbon, send it our way. But I like this walking stick. This is good shit. All right, what are we doing here, dude?
Okay, so out of these three movies, rules are very simple. You guys are gonna have to rate. First, you guys are gonna have to guess which movie I have actually seen out of the three. So me. And then after that, you guys are going to have to rate them from best to least rated based on Rotten Tomatoes.
So you're saying you've seen at least one of these?
Yeah, so I've seen at least one of these movies. I've only seen one of these movies.
One of these.
The rating, movies. And then the fourth thing is going to be which one you saw.
Oh, because we're doing the order of the rating.
The order,
I got you.
And then the fourth would be which one did he watch?
I get you.
No, it'll be first which one did I watch and then the rating.
Okay.
All right. Same thing, just reverse.
Okay. Yeah. So this. And I want to thank Jason Slagle of CNWR who took my hat in Chicago and paid me back with a limited edition CNWR hat. Nice. So, yeah. All right. Jenny, Will, you guys can go first. Oh, who's the dog? I love pets. Who's the dog?
This is Peach.
Peach?
Yeah.
Hi, Peaches.
She's a blue healer.
You said she's a blue tequila?
Blue healer.
Blue healer.
Oh, I don't want a blue tequila now.
Ooh, blue tequila. That sounds yummy.
Right? We can make that happen. All right. So
actually,
rate
there's
this
a
film.
Tequila out of Mexico called Azul, which is my favorite tequila ever. Can't get it in the States.
Is that the one with the white? Oh, no. If you can't get it in the States, it's not that one with the white, with the blue.
No.
That overpriced one.
It's probably called a soup because it's made with the blue agave.
Yeah,
probably.
That's dope. All right, Jenny, Will, which of these movies do you think Simon has actually seen?
Transformers.
Oh, Danny, what are you thinking, dude?
Oh, the one he saw? I'm going to go with, man, Transformers, yeah.
I...
Not right.
Okay, I got to ask a question. Do you go to movies now?
I went to see... The last movie I went to see was this weekend, and it was October.
Okay.
But,
wait, I got a question. Have you seen the new Top Gun? Then he hasn't seen the old Top Gun. I'm gonna go with Transformers. I'm gonna go with Transformers as well. Chat, what do you guys think? I'll give you a few seconds. What do you guys think? And Jason sewed extended Velcro to the hat. I don't even know if I want to know what's going on. We got Keith talking about ratings, Top Gun, Transformers, Rocky. Yeah.
All right. This was the easy mode. So yeah, of course, out of these three movies.
Of course.
Transformers is the one that I've seen.
I like that you're putting your picture on it now. That's nice. That's a nice touch. All right. So, and we're going for best rated in Rotten Tomatoes. And I think we need to clarify what is Rotten Tomatoes. I know we talk about this every time, but for Jenny and Will's benefit, and also I don't remember, for those with unicorn poop, what is the rating based off of? Is it a user rating or is it critical rating?
That is based on critical rating.
Oh,
crazy. Hold on.
This is the problem. We have weeks to prepare, and we still have no fucking
clue. It's based on... Hold on.
So...
Critics.
Critic
professional
ratings.
Critic reviews, yeah.
And how many says critics? Top Gun, Transformers, Rocky. So...
Where are these critics from? Are they male or female?
Oh, all over. They're probably... All over.
I mean, one of them,
how many, male, female,
it will
everything.
Tell you how many.
One of them identifies as a crayon. The other one was born in Connecticut. The other one was born in Russia, migrated to England. We don't have those kind of demographics for like the. We got Martin stating Rocky, Top Gun, Transformers, and then Stranger Things. Danny, what are you?
I'm going to go with Top Gun, Rocky, Transformers.
Will, Jenny, what are you guys saying?
You can do yours.
No, go ahead.
We're going to go Top Gun, Transformers, Rocky IV.
See, Transformers is Michael Bay. Michael Bay is...
Even his shaky camera.
Shaking camera, boom, boom. You can't see anything going on because it's too much motion blur. I'm going... But it's Rocky IV.
I know, that's the Rocky.
That's the problem. So, all right, I'm going Top Gun, Rocky, Transformers. That's my. Is it? I really wasn't paying attention. What is it, Simon?
So at third place we have Transformers with 58%.
Okay, no surprise.
And we have Top Gun with a tie.
Oh, how do you rate Transformers and Top Gun, bro?
You know why? Cold
and then War. Rocky with a solid 80% in run.
80%.
Cold War.
But I have the Need for Speed, bro. You got shirtless dudes playing volleyball. Like, come on. You got freaking Val Kilmer when he was like dope as fuck. Val Kilmer. Like, come on, dude. Like, this is so disappointing.
Wait a minute. So it was actually tied for. Second and third.
Yeah, it was tied for second and third.
Transformers is tied.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
Why did he go Transformers first? You could have gone Top Gun last.
Because he hasn't seen him and he doesn't know. That's why he went Transformers first.
Because I like Transformers.
Especially if that's the one you saw, you probably want that one higher.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Mm. All right. So we got another one. We gotta like.
Next really? It's kids' movies.
Really? Ooh. Like, sha la 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 la, don't be scared. All right. Did you guys see the live, Will, Jenny, did you guys see the live action version of Little Mermaid?
Is a live action version?
There's a live action. So Disney, you know, when they were doing like live action Beauty and the Beast and
yeah.
They did other. So they did Little Mermaid. It is the funniest shit because they had Shaggy as Sebastian, which, you know, I mean, cool. I mean, he's
lover.
I mean, he's like romantic, fantastic lover. Ha, Shaggy. So I'm good with that. I'm absolutely good with that. Right. So. But they had him in a red motorcycle jacket. It almost looked like the Michael Jackson Thriller jacket. And he had red leather pants. And it was just him with his regular hands. He was supposed to wear red claw hands. Simon, see if you can find the picture. He was supposed to wear red claw hands. Shaggy. Like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Yeah, Shaggy. Yeah. Okay. Do you know who Shaggy is?
Yeah. I have a friend that we call Shaggy.
Okay, yeah, okay. Have you listened to any of Shaggy's
friend,
music?
You know it's not your friend that we're talking about.
No, I know.
Okay. But you caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Like, do you know, like, Shaggy? No. All right. He has no fucking clue. Anyway. So, but he had claws. He had these, giant claws he was supposed to be using. They wouldn't stay on him because they were too big and overweight because, like, they didn't bother doing, like a dry run or dress rehearsal. So he didn't wear the claws for the live action. So it's just some dude in leather, like Eddie Murphy Raw, like just some dude in wearing red instead of purple. And he's just like, he's doing all the music and whatever, but he's like, whatever. He was just, it is the most, Simon will find the picture eventually. He's got to figure out who Shaggy is first.
Oh, whoa. We got to figure out which one of these Simon saw.
Oh, I'm going Bugs Life. Simon saw Bugs Life for sure.
Wilmer.
Did you find it? You think Simon's all about those thingamabobs? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Oh, bro, actually, you can't find it. Okay, so that's that's after the fact. Hold on, that's after the fact. I'll find it. Shaggy, all right. Let Will and Jenny go first as far as like which one you saw. I'll find it.
All right.
I don't know.
She thinks a Bug's Life. I think you've seen Little Mermaid.
I'm going to go Beauty and the Beast.
I'm going Bug's Life, dude. Like, okay. So here we go. Let me share this screen because this is the most ridiculous shit. I mean, and it's Shaggy. If anybody can do the freaking, you know, if anybody can do Sebastian, it's freaking Shaggy. But check this shit out. This was Shaggy at, Simon, can you full screen that? This was Shaggy at freaking in The Little Mermaid. In the live action. Tell me that dude, like, he didn't. So in the, they showed the after, like the behind the scenes, and they showed like, cause it was a big thing. It was on the news. Like his claws were like this big. That picture Simon showed was an after the fact. That was like the THX version of Star Wars, like the Death Star with the bigger explosion or whatever. So anyway. All right, Simon, you can take that off the screen.
All right, so we have Bug's Life.
I said Beauty and the Beast.
You said Beauty and the Beast. Will and Jenny said, what'd you guys say?
I said Little Mermaid. Jenny said Bug's Life.
Yeah. Okay. Simon says, or Martin says Bug's Life. What is it, Simon?
All right. It was actually. Wait,
that's not what we're doing, bro.
Oh, shit. I misclicked. It was actually A Bug's Life. A Bug's Life is the only movie I have actually seen.
Well, I guess.
Did your brother take you, or did Dad take you?
That shit was a long time ago.
It kind of makes sense, though. Bug Life, small.
Oh.
You know, I didn't think about
it. I needed to know my origins, you know?
I didn't think about
that. I have seen Beauty and the Beast, the version with like Emma Watson and stuff.
Yeah, the live action.
Yeah. That one was pretty good. My ex girlfriend.
Because he had a crush on her.
Yeah, hey, when you guys were
at Disney, Harry Potter, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, he had a crush on
There's a trend going on.
Hey, did you go to the Bug's Life tree when you were at Disney?
That's dope, dude.
Yeah, I actually did.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so out of these three movies, let's pretend like you guys didn't see.
I didn't see it, so I really don't know.
Which one had the worst rating?
He doesn't pay attention, so it's okay.
Rank this movie's top rated to lowest rated based on Rotten Tomatoes.
Jenny, Will, what are you guys saying?
Little Mermaid, Bug's Life, Beauty and the Beast.
So Beauty and the Beast is the highest rated or lowest rated?
Highest rated.
Danny?
Highest rated, Beauty and the Beast. Then Little Mermaid,
no
Bug's Life.
So Little Mermaid came up because that's the one he hit. So I know that's the lowest rated. I'm going.
Damn it.
Bug's Life is newer. I will absolutely say Beauty and the Beast is a better story. I'm going to go Beauty and the Beast, Bug's Life, Little Mermaid from best to worst.
Yeah, I feel all like right. Beauty and the Beast won all those Oscars. So
yes, yeah, exactly. Well, so the music was fantastic. Yeah.
So that was a little giveaway. So we have Little Mermaid last, and then we had
Didn't help me.
Bug's Life with 92%, And then Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast, 4%. Man. It has to be Beauty and the Beast. It has to be.
It's a tale as old as time, bro.
Yeah.
He had a freaking little pedophile chandelier. Like, that's a Disney movie. All right.
Honestly, the music is pretty good. I used to sing along with
it. No, Beauty and the Beast has the best music, without question.
Can you give us a little preview?
No, I can
I'll do the whole part of Beauty and the Beast. Or whatever.
Why does it sound like you have reading issues?
Hold on. I can't think right now.
Guess. Be our guest.
We have two semi-professional singers on here. Like, why are we attempting this? I think we should give Will and Jenny the opportunity to, like, amazeballs us with their singing abilities.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, Jenny's like,
I would argue
that top to bottom, Little Mermaid has a better soundtrack album than Beauty and the Beast.
See, my thing is, Aladdin probably has the best soundtrack album. Like, you're going to go with Arabian Nights and a little column A, a little column B. I can show you what. Like, that is the best Disney album, period. Like, in my opinion.
Lion King's is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. Lion King was really good.
Okay, so Lion King, do you know what they say when it's like, Zamanyana?
Konnichiwa.
No, not konnichiwa. We apologize to all cultures because that was offensive across the board. The views of Daniel Laura do not reflect that of the Tech Bar. No,
you should probably get a banner.
No. So, like, I was listening to this the other day. My daughter Marissa had shown me this before, but basically, effectively, they're saying it's a lion. Here's a lion, and the response is it's a lion. Like, that's the translation. Yeah, it's pretty fucking great.
Interesting.
All right, Simon. What do we got another rate that movie, or what are we doing here, dude?
Yeah, we have another round. So this is more of older movies. A little bit harder for you guys. So we have The Breakfast Club, Grease, and Footloose.
Ooh.
Breakfast Club is good.
Can I tell you, I've never actually seen all of Grease.
What?
Makes Michelle so mad. Like, I know the music because I used to DJ, and that's a whole different thing. But I've never seen the whole movie of Grease. That's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, no, it's Olivia Newton-John. My bad.
Since we've been talking about Jenny and I in high school, our senior year we did Grease. I was the DJ that did the dance.
Oh, okay.
See, I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's cool.
What was Jenny? Who did she play?
She was a backup singer.
Okay. Nice. Ray, go watch Grease. Maybe we've been talking for a long time about doing like a watch party, like off of Tech Bar time frame, but like doing like a watch party, like Mystery Science Theater 3000 style. So maybe we will. Maybe we will.
So Jenny, you were like, tell me more, tell me. That was you in the background?
Sure. I don't even remember.
You sing. Whatever.
I was a tree. Like, I was.
So yeah. Do you guys watch by any chance Umbrella Academy or no?
You know what? It's on my list of things to start.
It's okay. Good. We'll it's really it good. We'll like, I will say it's better.
Did we're you watching. Watch the new season yet?
No, not yet. Okay. We're watching Titans now, Michelle and I. And it's darker than, you know, because I've seen all of Teen Titans Go. Don't judge me. And my car is actually, like, the name of my Cadillac is named Garfield, because that's Beast Boy's name. But we've been watching Titans, and Titans is freaking dope, dude. So, yeah. Let me see.
Oh, wait. So, wait a minute. Simon watched one of these. It's gotta be Grease.
There you go. Oh, wait. Hold on. When she says, you want thingamabobs, I've got 20. Do you know what a thingamabob is? That'll tell us if you've seen it or not.
I know what it was. I think I heard it.
It's a fork.
Yeah, that's what it was.
A fork, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but he didn't watch that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Unicorn poop! This is really. I know I called it. No, this is really smooth. It's actually very good. Walking Stick, definitely an A+. I will get the gentleman's name and put it on Twitter. What's his glory? Steven is actually doing like a whole concert, like in the chat. He's like, thank you.
All right, so which one of these did Simon see?
Oh, see, I
know he didn't watch The Breakfast Club. I know that.
Bro, how do you not watch The Breakfast Club? Like, come on, bro.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Simon, you liked Pitch Perfect, right?
Yes.
Grease, man. I think it's Grease. I see where you're going.
I get you.
I think it's Grease, too.
No, but hold what on. What if I say I've never seen Pitch Perfect?
But here's my thing. I don't think Simon picks movies based on, like, categories. I don't think he's like, I like Grease, I like Pitch Perfect. I think he's just like, somebody's like, oh, let's go to the movies this weekend. He's like, okay, let me
what
watch
what you
gotta
this. Do is figure out whatever lady friend he's with, which is the one more likely to watch one of these
so
movies.
So Simon does date out-of-country women more often than in-country, and their Hollywood is a little bit behind. Okay, so hold on, I'm doing math here. I'm carrying the one and the, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking that means the movies are a little bit older, but all of these movies are older.
No, but it's fine because Breakfast Club just released last week and is.
You have done the right path.
You're such a dick. I'm like, oh, really? Like, that's
number one movie.
90 proof, ladies and gentlemen. Not even the highest proof I drink, but good shit. He was almost convincing me of like.
I'm going to go with Grease. That's the one he saw.
Mm. Okay, hold on. We're going to fish this one out.
I'm sorry, Steven. I'm sorry.
This is a long video. We don't fish in this one.
Is that the right one? All right. I know this is making for like very I think very scintillating video. If I do this, do you understand what I'm doing? And yes,
yeah,
understand that it drives my wife nuts that I know all the words to all the songs and still have never seen Grease.
Okay. No, just keep going.
Yeah. Do. No. We called it. That's it. You've seen Grease.
Huh?
Are you the one that I love?
Okay, that's the thing. I don't know the references, but I've seen guys.
You've seen Grease.
Shocker. Shocker. The one that I've seen is Grease. It's Grease. Yeah, and you're on the right path. You're on the right path because I've seen it because my ex-girlfriend forced me to watch it. Because we dressed up as like in Halloween as Grease.
I'm the Cuban in Sherlock Holmes, bro. I'm just saying. Boom. There you go. Boom.
Okay, now the question is, which one is the best movie?
You got to throw them back. All right. Too small. All right. Namaste. Jason says namaste. Jason, do you see I'm wearing my CNWR hat, sir? Very sexy. So I want to be very clear. I'm very much a – don't look at my hair. I'm very much a snob when it comes to hats. But this flex fit hat is a sexy piece of beautifulness
Jason,
that I have on my hair. So
I
thank
don't
you.
Got one, man. I'm just
– You don't have one. Jason has, because of his – I don't want to call him out. Like, because of Jason's – escapades in Chicago was like because he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Because of Jason's escapades.
So because of Jason's escapades, Jason lost track of his hat, of his CNWR hat. And Jason is never without a hat. Like I can't remember the last 10 years when I ever see him without a hat. So I did what every good friend does. I gave him an OIT hat, but my OIT hats are flex fit, six panel, extra large, with custom brim with the flip fold. So I gave him mine. That is one of four on the entire planet of that version. So he has it. So he did me the solid of sending me one of these, which is also limited edition. And I appreciate the shit out of it. He says, I got drunk and lost my hat. There is so much more to that beautiful story.
No, but that was short and sweet.
No, but that is absolutely a short and sweet version. I will let Jason bring it on. Will come on with us. Jason will come on with us, and we will give, and maybe we'll get Shane from Threat Locker to give the full story.
All right, Will. So, Will and Jenny. So, we pretty much fished it out. You guys are gonna go with Grease too.
All right. So we're talking about ratings at this point, right?
Yeah. Now we're doing ratings.
I feel like we need a drum roll. Like. All
right, Will.
Oh, look at this. They're doing like the photo.
Grease. Lowest bias. Grease, Breakfast Club, Footloose.
So Grease is the highest rating. That's what you're saying?
Oh, no.
We're doing highest to lowest.
Okay. Footloose is Footloose Breakfast Club Greece.
Oh, that's bold. That is really bold.
Footloose number one?
Right. 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Wow. That's and I want to call out Steven saying Lion King had a good soundtrack, but is a bit more modern and hip. Beauty and Beast had, and Little Mermaid were classic songs that can't be beat.
Was he one of the critics on Rotten Tomatoes?
Can you feel the love tonight? All right.
Jenny, you going with the same as well?
I think so, yeah.
What does Peaches say? No, I'm kidding. All right. So I spent the entire day with my dog and two kittens running around my office. It was chaos. Danny, what's your call here, dude?
All right, I'm going to go number one, Breakfast Club, Grease, Footloose.
So Steven says something interesting. He says Breakfast Club is a cult classic, but Footloose is more well-known. I don't know. Well, like, I hear, like, dun, dun, hey, 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 hey. Like, Footloose doesn't have that. Footloose has,
well, remember,
Footloose is what? Nobody puts baby in a corner? Like, that's the thing?
Oh, that's pretty dancing.
Had one of the best, like, directors of the time. He did a lot of movies to John Hughes.
No, no, I get John Hughes.
John Hughes effect.
Yeah, I get that.
No, but the critics didn't like John Hughes in his teeny bopper movies.
That is true. You're absolutely right. So if we're going critics, I'm thinking Grease is number one here. Footloose is number two, and Breakfast Club is number three. Okay. Kevin Bacon never gets the credit he deserves. I'm just saying.
All right. Right, so far.
Got it. Nice. You know what? This makes me happy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, man, Breakfast Club made a lot of action.
No, no. Like, don't you forget about me.
That's basically like, what they're saying right there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. All right. So Simple Minds versus Kenny.
Oh, you get this one.
That's pretty fucking good. So, okay. So something I learned at IT Nation Connect last year. Crosby Loggins in the MSP community, good friend of ours. I mean, Crosby, I've known Crosby for years. Never dawned on me. He is Kenny Loggins' freaking son. Like, I didn't, I'm sitting there at IT Nation Connect, like at the after party of Tech Bar. We always have an after party. And I'm sitting there talking, and I forgot who mentioned it. It was Drew Hackworth mentioned it to me. He's like, you know, Crosby is Kenny's son. And I'm like, we were also a little tipsy at that point. And I'm like, you're full of shit. And I'm messaging him because he wasn't there with us. I'm messaging him like, bro, is this true? And he says, yeah, it's true. I'm surprised you didn't know. Like, bro hangs out. He goes to his dad's house and it's fucking Kenny Loggins. Like, how badass is that? So, yeah, we're going to see if we can get Kenny Loggins on a freaking Tech Bar. Like, how cool is that? So, not abusing my friendships at all. Of course not. Oh, bro, come on. Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. Hobbit was a beautiful, way too fucking long movie. And if you want to understand Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, watch the Clerks version of it. Star Wars 3, rolling in hills and...
I have the high ground.
It did have... And
Avatar didn't get the credit it freaking deserved.
Dude, Avatar was basically Dances with Wolves in space.
No, okay, but so what?
It's a story that's been told 100 times. However, having said that, I still go with Avatar.
Avatar was a visually stunning movie, so much that 20 years later, they're making three more. And Kirk and Cameron, whatever, not Kirk Cameron, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about, the fucking, the Cameron, what's his
first? James Cameron?
James Cameron, thank you.
Titanic?
Yes. Yeah, there's no space on the door. Yeah, you're a liar. You're a fucking liar. Anyway, so James Cameron said, yeah, Avatar 2 is going to be 3.5 hours, suck it. Like, he literally said,
I'm glad.
Bro. No, I'm get it. I'm all about The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. I had the two VHSs for I'm all about Julie Andrews' life. I'm good with that. But they commissioned three freaking avatars, bro. Like, global warming will have gone up like 2 degrees by the time the next one's out.
It outsold so it was like crazy.
But did the critics believe it? Did the critics believe it? Yeah.
Here's my question, because right now we're going to try to figure out what Simon wants.
Hold on. Hold on. I got to call bullshit right now. Can you read that comment?
Notice how Ray is name dropping the star. He knows I would never.
Keith is the master of this. This is the dream game. We put something on screen and Keith is like, my daughter was in that. My son was in that. I like, which is fun, which is freaking not phenomenal. But hey, I call bullshit.
I'd be proud of it as well.
All right.
So here's the thing. We're trying to figure out. So I have a question for Simon.
Namaste.
Simon, you mentioned earlier you went to Animal Kingdom. May I ask when that was? May I ask when you went to Animal
Kingdom? Oh, I know where you're going with that. Okay. That's smart. You're smart.
Maybe like a year ago? Maybe.
With who?
With who?
Yeah.
How would that matter?
That I went to Animal Kingdom?
Did you go with a lady?
No, actually, it was Animal Kingdom like 3 years ago. And it was with a lady friend, yeah.
Okay.
A lady
friend. We actually hit the
park. Was it the same lady friend that made you watch Avatar? So you could, when you ride the ride?
Pause. Yeah, Will, Avatar... have you ever referred to your wife as a lady friend?
No.
No. She was asking.
But like of all the descriptors, a lady friend, it was, you know.
Well, as you guys can tell.
It was a femme fatale.
She was a girl. She was a girl.
it was my ex. I think Simon has seen The Hobbit because it's about his people.
Damn.
Actually, I needed to learn about my
don't
origin.
Even show us what you saw. I think that's the answer right there. He wins. I don't even care what you want. All right, well said, Will. That was great.
A glass to that. That was fucking phenomenal, dude.
Hey, Simon, let me see if your feet are hairy.
Oh, you know what? He did invite me to his birthday with cakes, and he was doing fireworks, and he had a friend with a long beard. I think it was Keith. I'm not sure, but...
Was the friend with the long beard the only one the same height as you?
Yes.
And everybody else was shorter? Oh.
They called him Keith the White. It was.
And the community that you live in now, is it like in a hill?
You know, he did say it was Pembroke Pine Shire.
He was Pembroke Shire. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with Avatar.
Steven, you're coming to IT Nation Connect, brother. You're flying down with us, so don't even sweat that. All right. But you can't lose an OIT hat. That is absolutely off limits. Go ahead.
Well, I said Avatar. I know Will said Hobbit because it was hilarious, and that's perfect. Even if it's not right, that's still the winner to me. Jenny, I'm assuming you're going to go with that because that was a great answer.
It was a phenomenal answer. I can't even – like, even if I disagree, I can't anymore. Like,
all right, so which one are you going with?
I think
– I don't think he's watched any Star Wars. I don't think he has the freaking
– So – Simon, I love you, but because I know you don't watch movies based on the quality of the movie, I'm going to go with the worst fucking movie. I think you watched episode 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at him. I think I'm on the money. Okay, and I want to call this out. Keith says he invited us to his ghetto cabin. Keith's ghetto cabin is like a chalet. Okay, I'm just saying. There are ski lifts that go directly into his cabin. There are little hobbits, and there are, what are those things from Harry Potter? The Dobbies or the whatever.
Dobbies.
Yeah. Dobby's like, can I get you a sock, sir? And it, like, Keith has that shit like running around his freaking beautiful.
Wait, freaking the one he just bought? Wasn't it like
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop you because he's I think about his Dobby.
Yeah. He's like, the previous owner was like somebody unknown. It was JFK. It was All right. So you guys are going Hobbit. Simon or your name.
Dances with Wolves in Space.
Dances with Wolves in Space, Avatar. And can we, bro, M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar, that was a good fucking movie. I'm pissed that they didn't make more. Anyway, but tangent, sorry. All right. Footloose has an incredible cat soundtrack and Kevin Bacon. Steven, I think you're like 30 minutes behind us, bro.
Oh.
Like, I realize you're in Canada, but...
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. He says Canada. Canada. It's like,
Footloose came out last year.
Sorry. I got you. Canada is like the Columbia of the North.
He's going to realize it like 30 minutes after when the episode is over.
he's gonna message me on Teams like 30 minutes after we're done. He's like, yo, that was funny. Like, what? All right.
The suspense is killing me.
I think he saw episode 3, bro. All right.
I actually saw Avatar.
I was right because it was a girl. And she's like, oh, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch the movies that the ride's based on.
And then the first one of the Anakin series.
Yeah, if you saw the first three Star Wars movie, you would have seen this one.
No, but like the first three were like the Han Solo thing.
The first three of the Han Solo thing.
He said Han.
He said Han. Wait, hold on. Let's give him a saving grace. Are you trying to mimic Lando?
Han.
You're such a fucking liar. It's Han, first of all. I hate you. All right. So you saw Avatar. I respect you a little bit more. Okay, what'd you think of Avatar?
It was pretty good. But I saw it in the movie theater, and you know how that shit was super fucking sold out? I saw it in the front row, so I came out like...
Oh, wow. So your neck hurt. They were there flying, and you're like...
I needed to become fucking Avatar.
Fun fact about Avatar, the reason why it soared to number one in highest grossing movie was because that was the first movie to come out 3D.
Oh, good shit. Good to know.
And it was more expensive. It was a lot more expensive. It's like double the price, I think, back then.
So, Rose Keith says, sorry, you fine gentlemen. I'm going to go with for Steven. I'll translate. Sorry. You fine gentlemen and Ray. Hey, I have to go to the school board and present my report on oversight. It will not be pretty. Sir, I understand you have a million initiatives that you do that are for the public and for amazing people, but that's absolutely unacceptable. Do not do good in space of the tech bar. Unacceptable. He says, I'm going to go to talk to Tony. Simon is swearing on TV. Ask Sean. That means a bar of soap in the mouth. And, of course, we use Irish Spring? Because, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, they haven't made a second Airbender. I'm mad with you.
Well, Jenny, I want to apologize. This is what happens when we drink. You start to, like, ramble.
No, this is par for the tech bar. I want to say this is par for the tech bar. So they still haven't made a second Last Airbender, nor are they going to. And it's half that it was so poorly rated, which it shouldn't have been. I thought it was freaking great. And half because M. Night Shyamalan, like, kind of really did poorly in Hollywood. Like,
he had that one hit wonder, and it was his first hit.
Bro, seriously. So, have you seen Signs, Simon?
I love Signs, though.
Oh, I got a sign for you. And anyway, all right. So we're doing Swing Away.
Apple TV now?
What was that, Will?
Isn't he doing a bunch of stuff on Apple TV now?
Yeah, I think he's doing some sort of like psychedelic, like not psych. Well, I don't know. Yes, he's doing something there, but I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I'm only watching one show on Apple TV, and it's amazing, and I love it. It's For All Mankind. Love that show.
You haven't seen Ted Lasso?
Oh, I like two shows.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Because you're a Scrubs guy. Yeah.
Two shows.
Hold on, guys. We're going to pause the entire episode just so Steven can reload. We'll wait for you, Steven. No, I can't. We can't do that. He said that 30 minutes ago. We can't wait.
Oh, so. Wait a minute. I forgot. Now we got to rank them.
Namaste. Rank them.
Yeah. Namaste. There you go.
Damn, you will. You brought this upon
yourself. I'm good. This is really good freaking bourbon. All right. All right. So, Will, Jenny, go ahead and rate these top best to worst.
So, I think we're doing Avatar, Hobbit, and then Star Wars.
I think that's pretty good. What do you say?
I'm doing Avatar, Star Wars, Hobbit.
You think Star Wars was highly rated?
I think that actually grew a lot. Like, people are appreciated.
Just because Jar Jar wasn't in that one?
I mean, if you really think about it, you have to think of it this way. When it came out, that's when they rated it. That was the best of the three movies.
I'm just saying, Misa.
That was the best of the three
Misa
movies.
Misa, don't think so. All right. I'm going Avatar. I think Jenny's on the money. Avatar, Hobbit, Star Wars.
Okay, so we have, and number three, we have The Hobbit with 64%, Star Wars with 79%,
and then Avatar
with 82%.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did. I said Avatar, yeah. Star Wars, Hobbit.
Yeah, but I didn't pay
attention. Yeah, he got it right.
Bro, Will, come on, bro. Just because he's a bartender and you can rewind right. Doesn't mean you got to say that. Come on.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Notice something. One and two are like, they're pretty close. I mean, Hobbit is way down there.
Hobbit was, you know what it is? Hobbit came after Lord of the Rings.
that's the problem. And people were comparing it to that, and it wasn't as good. But it was the first movie. The second and third movies were good. I don't know why he split it up into three. Peter Jackson.
You know why he split it up into three. Same reason Harry Potter at book seven was split up into two. Money. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. The same reason they jumped the shark with freaking Game of Thrones and started making the shows later than the books. Like, come on, man. All right, Simon, what do we got next, dude? Ooh, we got... I don't know what we have.
I don't know, because we're off the rails, literally.
So one of the big hobbies that you guys have, you guys mentioned that you guys went to play trivia yesterday, right? So how often do you guys go play trivia, Will and Jenny?
You said weekly.
We try to go every week, every Wednesday night. Wednesday night trivia night.
And remind us again, Will, what's the name of your team?
Unicorn Poop!
Okay, Unicorn Poop! I think Ray and Danny should come up with a name.
A team name?
A team name. You know, and then we could have like a little showdown.
I think it has to be in line to something.
So we're not going
to
do Cobra Kai?
No, we can't do Cobra Kai. With a C.
We're going to do Strike First? No. Midget Waffles?
No, it has to be something aligned to what they have. So.
Oh, we got to take a tome from Unicorn Poop? Well, that is perfection, sir. So, how are we going to beat Unicorn Poop?
What's another mythical, like, horse type thing?
See, I said a horse. That's shit.
No, but... No, we can't do, because that's like poop. We've got to do something different.
Pegasus piss?
No.
Pegasus vomit.
There you go.
All right. We're going to go with Pegasus vomit.
So we have Team Unicorn Poop.
Oh, my God. You let us into it. Good shit. I was just, swear to God, going off the cuff. I wasn't looking at
the... You just went right over there.
So we do have some trivia coming up between
I feel you, Peaches.
Ray, the teleprompter.
So the first round is gonna be music trivia. I don't know how good you guys are with music, but you guys are gonna have to be pretty good.
So how are we gonna do this? Are we just screaming it out, or are we gonna go like one and then the other? How are we doing this, Simon?
So we're gonna take turns. One question is gonna be Team Unicorn Poop. And then one team is going
to
be...
So if the first person gets it wrong, does the other team have a chance to...
Yes.
Okay. Did you read that, or did you remember?
No, I read it.
Because you don't remember anything from our planning call. So.
No, I literally forgot, but then I'm starting to scroll and I'm like, there's our name that we came up with.
And for those that don't know, we do have planning calls for these tech bars. All right.
So we'll let our guests go first. Who was awarded... Who was awarded the very first gold record?
That would be
Perry Como, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, or Nat King Cole.
That is Perry Como.
Do you know any songs from any of these people?
Only the Beatles. Hey, Jude.
Okay. All right.
That's only because he had a lady friend named Jude.
He did.
No. Actually,
he had a lady friend named Beatles.
With my friends, we do karaoke. And then they know all these songs, and then I just sit
what's
there
your go-to
and I'm
song?
Like,
oh, we gotta do that. We gotta answer that question real quick.
I think we need to figure out karaoke at Chicago, Will.
What would you say would be my go-to song?
Your go-to song? Something from Scarface.
Baby shark, baby shark. Will, what's your go-to karaoke?
That?
What? I'm a giant Prince fan, it would be either Purple Rain or Nothing Compares to You.
How about you, Jenny?
Karaoke song.
Oh, karaoke? I don't do karaoke.
She got me super drunk to karaoke.
I'm Three Doors Down, Superman. Jason says it's unprecedented that Will brought his wife. I think we need to raise a glass to that. So.
Mine will always be Outside.
Thing. You know, the last couple times I've done it, I've done 500 miles by the program.
Oh,
that's a good
when I wake up. You know what he's talking about?
I know 5,000 miles, 1,000 miles.
It's 500.
Making my way downtown.
No.
He's doing Michelle Branch. We're talking. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, bro.
That was also in Pitch Perfect.
It was. See, if I'm gonna go that route, so I have a road trip playlist that has Chumbawamba, has spin doctors. It has 500 miles. Like that, when I drive to Orlando, like that's on my playlist every time.
Okay. So you guys said first one, you guys said it was Perry Como.
Hold on. We got to see if he's right first. If he's wrong, then we get a chance to go.
Right.
Yeah, you guys said Perry Como, right?
See if he's right.
It's Perry Como.
Tiny bubbles. Oh, he's like, come on, it's very cool. Tiny bubbles, motherfucker. He's like, it's very cool.
I mean, it's not fair. The next question for us. I mean, come on.
Hold on, no.
Yeah, what the hell?
No, wait, why?
I'll choose a harder one. Wait. Just, there's.
What are you doing?
We're trying to live in a material world. What are you doing, bro?
Well, Paul Singer. Just because.
Taylor Swift monkeys.
Madonna.
Will Pop Singer is known as the material.
Madonna, bro. Who said Madonna?
Madonna?
I'm going to pull a Will and be like, Madonna.
All right. I don't even know. What?
Depeche Mode, bro. Jesus.
What Depeche Mode song was inspired by Priscilla Presley's book, Elvis and Me?
I know this.
Unicorn Poop, you're up on the clock.
I know this.
Personal Jesus.
Personal Jesus. Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. How much pressure do the strings in a grand piano on the frame?
300 pounds.
Oh, I'm going to go with that because that sounds right.
Take vinegar poop to seal it.
Pressure on the frame? Mm-hmm.
Pressure do the strings in a grand piano exert on the frame?
I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Three times.
Wait, don't you have like a music major?
Yeah, but I didn't go to
the piano.
You said three tons?
Yes.
All right, so which one did you say?
I said three tons.
3 tons?
30 tons?
30 pounds.
No, 30 tons.
Okay.
Oh, dude, have you ever seen one of those strings? Like when they go to my mom's house, they tighten that shit. It's deadly. Hold on. I want to bring up something because Jason brings up an excellent point about the white Russian. So we talked about the milk and how Simon doesn't drink milk. But then who was the idea to forget the white Russian?
Jason.
It was Jason's idea. And Simon loved the white Russian.
It was like, actually very good. I go out drinking now and I order white Russians and people look at me kind of weird. But
and Simon and Jason says, well, if we do karaoke, you might be convinced to. I don't even think it takes much to convince Jason to do
Simon,
anything.
Simon, I need you to get this straight. They don't look at you weird because you ordered a white Russian. They look at you weird because you say their eyes are pretty.
Yeah,
that's why.
Simon Bloom is like, he's like, yo, baby, what's your Instagram? All right. So whose turn is this? So we got this right. Okay.
Tim Unicorn Poop is tied 2-2 right now. What is the oldest surviving musical instrument?
Who are you asking?
Unicorn Poop.
Oh, I was listening.
Drum.
Drum? We're going wrong? Drum?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess,
that's a good answer.
Oh.
Flute. Flute, bro.
A flute? Yeah, I don't think trumpet or... What the fuck is a lyre?
I bet
you it's
on an ancient bone.
We are the champions.
Not yet. It's not over. We're still tied.
You guys are
Do you remember the Spoonies from IT Nation?
Yeah, I know. The Spoonies.
The Spoonies.
I know. I said Big Spoon.
The Spoonies were actually pretty freaking good. What was it? It was ginger. It was ginger ale and something else. I forgot what the Spoonies were. All right. Oh, are you? Oh, okay. I want number 8, bro. Like number 8.
So, Unicorn Poop. Back to you guys. Oh, yeah, actually, no, because you guys stole the point. No, it was supposed to be for them.
All right.
So you guys get to go up. What singer holds the world record for the most words in a hit single?
Oh, fuck. I had number 7. I got number 7 and 8. I wasn't even looking at 6.
Busta. It's got to be Busta. It's Busta.
So, there was a. No, hear me out. There was a study on this of. Looking at rap music from the 70s to today and looking at the number of words versus the number of different words in each song. And they said that the music of the 80s and 90s had the most diverse vocabulary of any period whatsoever. With that said, 80s and 90s takes out Kanye. 80s and 90s takes out 50. So we're talking M or Busta.
Man, it could be
M. See, M could be late 90s, but you're talking about Busta.
I think it was Busta, man, because I think that's what he was known for. He's crazy, like spitting.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
but Eminem does fast rap, too.
I know.
I'm going to go Busta. You want to say Busta? Let's go Busta.
Yeah, I'm going to go Busta.
Yeah, I think it's Eminem.
Oh, fuck! Yeah. Now you can say Eminem.
Unicorn poop with Eminem?
Eminem.
Son of a bitch, I told you it was Eminem!
Stephen Spalding says, Nat King Cole. Yes, it was him. It was Nat King Cole. He's like, unforgettable.
It was Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And it's back tied. Now, back to Unicorn Poop. Which jazz musician was known for playing a bent trumpet?
See, I know this one. So.
I believe that's Louis Armstrong.
Damn. All right, go. You were pointing at it. Go.
It's Dizzy. It's Dizzy Gillespie.
Nice.
Pegasus Vomit takes it over.
Pegasus Vomit takes it.
Okay.
Which is an easy one? It's Lauryn Hill. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Because you know you can't touch it. This is ours, right?
Yeah. So this is yours.
MC Hammer. We don't even.
MC Hammer.
Can't touch this.
I didn't need multiple choice for that.
Yeah. Can't touch this. Which rapper went broke like right after his number one album?
So right now it's 4. What's the score?
I don't know.
You guys are up. You guys are up. All right. What did Freddie attribute his enhanced vocal range to?
That's funny. I don't know the answer.
You didn't see the movie?
Extra
I think that's what it is because I've seen the movie. I think that's what it is. I'm not going to lie. I think that's what it is.
So you guys are going with extra teeth?
Yeah.
I told you.
I didn't see the movie, but that's funny as shit. That's what I'm telling Danny. I'm like, that one looks good. I'm like, you know.
And then the last one. What was the first rock and roll song to hit number one on the charts?
Ooh.
That's rough.
If you guys make this, you guys win.
I think it's that one.
Rock Around the Clock?
Yeah.
If you guys make this, you guys win.
Yeah.
Pegasus Vomit. All right, win, y'all. We're gonna That wasn't even planned. That's some unprecedented shit. That's all I'm saying.
Unprecedented.
Yes. My go-to song, Steven says, my go-to song is I Love This Bar by Toby Keith. Actually, that's good shit. All right. So we have, and then, Tim, okay. Tim, being the genius that he is, says, aren't all horns bent? And they are. They're absolutely all bent. But I think they meant bent more than normal. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we, because we have so many musical people on this show, and by musical, I mean some that bring music with their voices, some that do it with air escaping from their body. Garrett says, hi, Danny, by the way, just so you know. Why isn't Garrett saying hi to me? I don't know. I don't like that.
Because, you know, I've been helping him out. Because
you're the most important person.
I'm the most important person.
Good Lord. All right. So, Simon, this is where, like, you tell us what's going on. Hint, hint.
Yeah, so circling back, Will used to be in choir, right? And then he used to also be...
Seems like 30 minutes ago.
And then he also was a musical major, right? So do you still play any instruments, Will?
Yeah,
or
so
do you practice anything?
I did choir, and then I was also in band, which brought me to, I played the tuba. So I went to college on a tuba scholarship, and I was also in a army band playing the tuba.
Now, do you still practice, or do you play any instruments at all?
No, today? I sold my tuba, but now I play the ukulele.
Garrett.
So I've got some friends, my dad and a couple other friends. We have a little group. We're called the Ukulele Rebels. And we go around and we will play to anybody that buys us drinks.
Okay, so we have a few instruments here. Oh, am I playing? I'm going to play the
Well, I'm gonna double.
You shook my nerves and you rattled my brain.
Right. Got the guitar and the drums. I'm gonna be like that guy on the Tonight Show. That.
Oh wait, here's a bent instrument. I think I'm gonna do the bent instrument. I'm the dizzy of the group. Hold on, I think it's this way. There we go. It's a boogie woogie beautiful. All right.
Simon, do you got yours?
I'm gonna play the violin.
I think it's the wrong side, buddy.
No, he's mirrored. It's the right side. He's just mirrored.
No, you're right.
Wrong shoulder.
You're the one with the major. You gotta teach me like this.
No, he's good. Okay, the little black thing is to go under your chin.
My chin.
The hair on your chinny chin.
Like, how? Like this, Simon. Like this. No, like away from you. Like I'm
so.
Oh
so
my god.
Funny story.
You know what? I think there's a guitar there. I'm way better at playing the guitar. Okay,
like hold your guitar. Hold it like this.
Oh wait. Hold on.
There you go. Like
that. So, Will, Jenny, funny story. He's asking me. He's like, I don't even know any famous songs with a violin. And you know which one I told him to just listen to?
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only one that matters.
It was pretty good. I'm going to add it to my playlist. All right. So
Will, and he finishes listening to it and he's like, he beat that devil.
Will, what song will you be playing for us? What song are we going to be all be playing together?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play a song from your favorite movie, The Little Mermaid.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I do have plenty of thingamabobs. I'm just
saying. Wait, am I the seagull?
Yes. Yeah. Do you recognize the face on the seagull?
Yeah, I do.
I found the face.
Great. That's great.
All right, let's see the skills.
You're flounder.
Of course he's flounder. Yes.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right, are we ready for this acoustic train wreck?
Yes.
I think our crowd is waiting for this.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's-its and what's-its galore. Here you go, Ray.
Thingamabobs? I got plenty.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to be, want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling around on those. What's that word again?
Street. No copyright feet. Infringement.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. You guys are supposed to sing with me.
Sha la 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 la, don't be scared.
That was a 10
that
out of 10.
That was awesome. Good job.
That was a 10 out of 10.
That was absolutely 10 out of 10.
That was great.
Steven, 35 minutes later. Extra teeth. There you go. Oh, I love Steven to death. That's fucking phenomenal. Oh, I can't wait till we have Steven in person for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so where is it?
Down on the right.
I need mayo.
It's to the right of the
Well, that's
okay. So we also have our own music. Did you know that mayo can be an instrument?
I did not.
Cause you know that I really love mayonnaise.
So this is Phil Buck, who is our media editor. Yes. Who he has it on his channel is Chill Neil. And the question was, can mayonnaise be an instrument? And the answer is yes, baby.
I was gonna say, is that Phil?
Kenny G ain't got nothing on Phil, bro. So we're gonna put Phil's channel in the chat. This is the funniest shit. I love Phil's chat. I did know about this before we hired him, but oh my God, it makes it so much better. I'm just saying, Phil's channel is awesome. Props to Chill Neil. It's a work of beauty. So there's Matt Fox. There you go. That is Phil's channel right there. And I know we do have licensing for that, so I don't have to worry about copyright infringement. All right, Simon. What do we got? What do we got coming up next, dude?
Yeah, so we do have one other song that we could play, and Will is gonna demonstrate for us. And this is more of like a widely known song.
Okay. So this is widely known as like the most easy song to play on the ukulele because it's four chords. Almost all ukulele, almost all songs are four chords, but it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Is it Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Because that's the only song I know on the ukulele.
That's all that matters.
This is for Jason. Ready? Never gonna keep you up.
You up. Never gonna let you down. Down.
Say it. I only know that.
Never gonna give, never gonna give.
Get you up.
Simon, you really don't know the words of the song?
So I only know the first part that's like, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
I've been waiting for so long.
I just know, like, I know it from the memes and stuff like that, you know?
It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. If anybody out there knows Rick Astley, please, like, you know, introduce him. We would love to have him on Tech Bar.
He's the kind of guy that would do that shit.
It would absolutely be. There's a low bar, but yeah, it would definitely step it up. All right. Simon, we have 15 minutes left. What do we got left on this, bro? We have a Disney video segment, I think, that we have left to play.
Yep. Oh,
Will says he's going to rap. I think I'm going to completely take your thing out of context. And he said he's going to do Eminem word for word at speed. I love how Jenny doesn't defend you in the least bit. She just sits back and laughs. She's like,
go ahead, make a fool of yourself. As long as I'm not doing it.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to do it. Go for it.
Oh, no, we will definitely have Crosby on. We were talking about him at the beginning of the show.
He's so cute. That's so good.
You know, Kyle being able to do Vanilla Ice does not surprise me in the least bit at all. Simon, do you know Ice Ice Baby?
Oh, yeah.
Or Ninja Turtle Raps, either one.
Ninja,
ninja, go, go, ninja, go, ninja, go, go, ninja, go, ninja, go, go, ninja, go.
That one I don't know, but Ice Baby. Of course, I know that one.
So if because I said it's stop, everyone's thinking what's the next words.
Yeah, Ice Baby. Stop. Something you do.
If I say to the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal.
Something you do with your car brakes.
Break. Wait. What break? When my car breaks.
This kills me. Will, you know this, right? If I say to the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, you know the rest of the words.
Collaborate and listen.
Well,
he read Kyle's thing, bro.
No. I didn't read Kyle's. Matt Fox actually hooked it up with the...
Alright, yeah. So...
Alright, so what do we got, Simon? You got some video you want to play?
Yeah, we have...
We're live here at Tech Bar Studios. We're at Disney Japan, Danny, do you know how to say cheers or bottoms up in Japanese?
As a matter of fact, I do. It's kanpai.
Kanpai. Oh, that was a mistake. Why the hot sake? So Danny gets a. So Danny goes, oh, we got to go here. We got to get this drink. We got to do it in front of here. And like, we got to take shots here. Doesn't mention that it's hot sake, right? Like, he doesn't say those words. So I'm holding it. I'm like, it's a little warm. That's kind of weird, but you know, whatever. I'll suck it up because, you know, I'm not going to whine about that stuff. And sure enough, it's hot sake. So we take the shot and I'm like, oh, this is such a bad idea.
All right, guys, spoiler alert. This was actually the same trip that all the Disney videos you saw.
I think they figured that out. Yeah, I don't think they went back trip after trip just for one video.
Hence the spoiler alert. So it's in the middle of May. It's really hot. It's really hot outside. And we had hot sake.
So Kyle has been going off on the lyrics in the chat. He's like, stop, yo, check it, boy. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new adventure. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a hot brew daily and nightly. What does he got?
Hey, we're gonna need our.
What was that?
I don't know. Did we just lose connection?
Are we good?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
So what do we got next, dude? Here was the Jason asked an excellent question. Do you know what Vanilla Ice riffed off?
I don't know if we have a. Okay, I don't know if we can hear.
Simon can hear me. Do you know what they riffed off?
Hear them. Will, can you say something?
Yes. Will is giving you the dun 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 dun. Under pressure.
Oh, Under Pressure.
Oh my God, it's from Queen.
Okay, what about Can't Touch This? Okay, what is that off of? She's a super freak, bro. Oh, girl, you're killing me.
I'm sorry, chat. Well, we do have a game.
All right.
You guys are gonna have to guess where something is from.
I can't hear you, bro.
Simon alone.
At all.
Simon
says we have a game we're gonna play. All right, Simon. What game are we gonna play? Is it Too Drunk to Sing or what is it?
Guess that plot.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you guys a plot. Explain.
Can you guys hear Simon? I just want to check.
No.
All right. It's all right, dude. Just talk. I'll repeat.
So pretty much, I'm gonna tell you guys the plot of the story.
Pretty much, he's gonna tell you the plot of the story.
That's my job. You say it. I'm the
one. Oh, okay, okay.
Explain poorly, and you guys have to
explain poorly, and you got to explain which movie it is. All right, you guys got this.
Guess which movie it is.
You guys got to guess which movie it is. I think there was a first and long. I think there was 10 yards penalty.
Probably.
All right.
All right. You guys get it right.
I'm gonna.
Thank you, Gavin. Thank you.
Yes, that I get that. Okay, Gavin, but that's not okay. Under Pressure. Okay, Under Pressure was Super Freak was not popular while I was alive. I was born in 79. So,
Gavin, I'm gonna box you in right now. I was not born when the Beatles played any songs.
Right,
and you know what a fucking Yellow Submarine is.
Like, come on, dude.
So you got. Boxed in.
And I need to know, is that UK Gavin Stone or is that US Gavin Stone? So it's time making us read lips to figure out what he's saying. Yes. All right. It's all right, dude. Don't worry about it.
A guy learns to love a girl without her
Instagram. So guess that plot. Guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters.
Oh my God. I think I know.
No. We do guess first, sir. Guess first. Namaste. Relax.
I know.
Sorry. All right. Will, Jenny, guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters.
We've got two off-the-wall guesses. We're pretty sure we're wrong, but we're going to go with, you want to guess one and I'll guess one?
No.
Go ahead. I have nothing. Go for it.
Shallow Hal.
What is it?
Shallow Hal.
Wow.
Shallow Hal. That's a good answer.
That's a better answer than I was going to come
up with. Fuck, that was a great answer. Oh, U.S. Yeah. Gavin Stone. What's up, brother? I miss you, bro. All right. What are you going to say? Shallow Hal is a great fucking answer.
Nah, man, that's the answer.
What were you thinking before?
Well, the thing is, I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was, well, wait a minute.
Danny doesn't do good at listening. Let's be real clear.
I'm going to go with she's all that.
That was my other guess.
Take the glasses off and the hair.
I'm going to go with she's all that.
Go down the stairs.
She's all that. That's what
that was. That was Freddie Prinze Jr., right? Buffy the Vampire Slayer's husband. Yeah. Okay, all right.
A hint. Don't take it so literal. It doesn't have
he says a hint. Don't take it so literal.
It doesn't have to be a guy.
It doesn't have to be a guy. It could be a human. And also, he says you have nice eyes in your Instagram and in your DM.
I'm going to say a human learns to love a girl.
I think we need to have Simon on so you can see him, especially now that you can't hear him.
I'm going to stick with my answer. I'm going based on what I see there. I'm going to stick with my answer. I'm going to stick with – I mean, do you not agree?
He either said steal home or – so Jason says Shallow Hal was at – I hate that I can't read it after I highlight it. Shallow Hal was after the Gold Rush by Neil Young in it. My wife, Neil Young fan, goes, who is this guy singing? He sounds like a dying goat. That's phenomenal. I have no answer better than Shallow Hal, so I'm going to go with Shallow Hal because I'm going to completely, you know, cheat and steal their answer.
It's going to be something weird. That. It's going to be like Avatar again.
Yeah. This is Winnie the Pooh. Shrek. Okay. No, it doesn't, but okay. I get you. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You could have been like he was catfished. That would have been legit. Like he was.
He was catfished.
Shrek was absolutely catfished. At the Tech Bar, I like to think that I'm Shrek and Danny is Donkey.
So you're saying my wife is the dragon?
I'm not saying anything about your wife. I'm smarter than that, sir. His wife, my cousin, also works here. I'm not stupid. So. See, thank you. Kyle Spooner, Spoonful of Advice, mastermind of the Spoonies, said catfished is better. Filters don't change your complete DNA. Boom. Mic drop. Just saying. That deserves a unicorn poop. All right.
I think I know this.
All right. Yep. There you go. All right, Simon. I think you should stay on camera just because it's fun watching you mime at this point. All right. Guess that plot. A family's first Airbnb experience goes very, very wrong. I'm guessing the toilet doesn't flush. Danny is definitely Lord Farquaad.
Oh, what the hell?
That's your buddy. That's Garrett, bro.
Garrett! Come on, man. That's Simon. Simon's a little... You know, he has to compensate.
I love this shit out of you, Garrett. Thank you so much for that, dude. Wasn't a spoonie. Jason B. The irony that Jason's the only one that actually remembers. Vodka, pink lemonade, and Sprite. That sounds about right. What's up, Caleb? God, look, Caleb. Caleb's there.
Caleb?
No, not Caleb. Caleb, bro. That's our cousin. All right. So, Jenny, Will, what say you?
I think I know that.
The Great Outdoors.
That's what I was going to say.
It was
say.
In the chat. The Great Outdoors.
Oh, it's in the chat?
Yes. Gavin
said.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to go with.
And I don't know.
And I didn't even know.
It's Great Outdoors.
The one with John Candy and Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay.
That was a great movie. 80s. You didn't watch it. I know, Simon. It's a great movie. I made Brittany watch. A lot of these movies I made Brittany watch, and she liked
it. Right, because you love your wife, and you want her to see good shit. I get you. I do the same thing with Michelle.
Big Bear!
All right. Have you seen Caddyshack?
I love Caddyshack.
God, how do you not see Caddyshack? All right. All right.
All right. Great Outdoors. Okay. But that's literally, I was going to say that. Great Outdoors? That's what I was going to say.
The irony that Juan, how old is Juan? 18? He's not 21. 20. The irony that Juan is telling you to watch Caddyshack because he knows better. Juan being our graphic artist. All right.
So we're going with The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, we're going with The Shining. Okay, I can see how that qualifies, though.
Yes.
I disagree. You know why?
All work and no play makes
it was
Shaq...
a hotel. That is not an Airbnb.
That's facts. This is what happens. Can we get, can we get a ruling on how to pronounce that person's last name? Simon, what say you on this one, dude?
On what?
On the last name, Jans. Jans' last name.
Oh, yes. Mieszkowski.
Jenny, what's do you have any clue how to pronounce that one?
I would say how he did. Mieszkowski.
Mike Wazowski?
Mieszkowski.
That's
what I'm thinking, too. That's what I keep thinking about.
Kyle says rum, cream soda, and a splash of pineapple. I'm calling bullshit on that. I don't remember cream soda at all. I call bullshit on that. All right. But we were also drinking, so.
Well, but cream soda does look like.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Jason says that wasn't the Orlando Spoonie. I call, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I trust Jason's judgment on that. I don't know. I need Jenny to be the tiebreaker here. It was a hotel. It was not an Airbnb. Jenny, do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, because he didn't say take it literally because the Instagram one, she didn't have Instagram filters. Right?
Yeah, I know. It's so... Dude, you guys got to do
better. Hold on. The amount of frustration we're getting with Kyle Spooner saying, it's in there, I was there, and we're still saying you're wrong because he can't argue it. We're on TV. You can't argue it. We'll be on Roku soon, son, and we'll be telling you you're wrong.
Big spoof. So it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Thank you. Gavin says it. Gavin says it. I don't think the Shining. First of all, he says shitting. So let's. Why is it shitting? It's one N.
Well, he probably bumped on a furniture, his shin, and it kind of hurt.
This is the problem with Simon and doing this shit. It's not the shinning. It's the Shining. It's the one N.
Isn't that the Shining?
No, that's shinning.
That's shinning.
So he says, I don't think the shinning counts. They were working there, not staying there as guests. That's also an excellent point. Just saying. Do you know who wrote The Shining?
Oh, come on. Stephen King. The best. Okay. Scariest writer ever.
Edgar Allan Poe, whatever the fuck.
Wow. He went. So if he's not like to it, he goes like way the fuck back.
Yes. I remember when Jack Nicholson chopped through the door with an axe and there was a raven.
And then he said, raven. Quote yeah. The raven, nevermore.
Yeah. Nevermore. He was like, all work and no play makes Johnny a nevermore. Yeah. Okay.
Steven.
I'm with you, Jason. Then we have an epic battle of Jason versus Kyle on Spoonies in the chat. Yeah, Stephen King, who wrote, it's one of the few movies he wrote that didn't, or books he wrote that didn't take place in Maine. Because all his fucking movies take place in Maine.
What was your favorite?
Banger Maine. Mine?
That's the one that did The Shining.
The Shining. So I will say the one he did with JFK, 1962. That was one of my favorites.
Okay. Mine was The Stand. I like The Stand. That was a great book.
Yeah.
Oh.
Selective demonstration. Yes. Then he went into a diner to go back in time.
Yep.
There's a series on there.
Yeah, yeah. It was a series. It didn't last, but it was a good series. Yeah. Do you? Okay. Since you're obviously very well educated, Will, do you know his pen name?
What? Oh, Richard Bachman.
Yeah.
Stephen King is my favorite.
Yes, thank you. Jenny, I knew you were good people. We have to have you on for the Lives of the Geeks episode.
Bald guy teams up with another bald guy to fight another bald guy. What the hell is this? Now I'm thinking.
I love Garrett's answer. Fast Nine. It's Fast One.
Actually, he's not wrong.
And he solves his problems with family.
Actually, yeah, it's gonna be Fast.
Garrett's no, it's Fast 8. No, it is Fast 7.
No. Well, we got to get it right because which is the one that they were going after Jason Statham? That had to be Fast 6.
But then Jason Statham joined them and completely killed the whole thing.
Yeah, like, but the ball guy getting with another sense. Ball guy, and it was The Rock getting with family, and then
The Rock going with the Rock going with Toretto, which actually hated each other in real life. Going after Statham being the other ball
guy. Right, and I think that was because
so which fast?
There's nine of them.
There's too many of them. Six one. Yeah. Fast and the Furious is our generation's nightmare. Not Nightmare on Elm Street. Jason, Friday the 13th.
I think it's a six one.
No. All right. Jenny, yes, Will, what say one. You? Which one is you? What answer says you?
No, Garrett, it's six.
Let our guest answer, sir.
Yeah, we're stumped on this one. So I'm going to say one of the Despicable Me's.
You laugh, and then it's going to be the end.
Right, that's going to be like Little Mermaid. No, I live life a quarter mile at a time.
The way this is going, it's going to be like Smurf the movie.
don't Smurf me. Don't Smurf me. All right.
I think it's Fast 6.
I've only ever seen Fast 6. Caleb, what the hell, dude? He's only ever seen Fast 1. You didn't see Fast 2 where they get together, race fast cars, and then steal something? Or Fast 3 where they race fast cars and then steal something? Yeah. Or Fast 4 where they race fast cars and steal something?
Or wasn't that all gone in 60 seconds?
Fast 2 was in Miami, man. Come on.
Simon's like, that was a masterpiece, bro. That was fucking great. Actually, Tokyo Drift is probably my favorite. Wait, Tokyo Drift had the best soundtrack? Because like, ding, 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 ding. Fast and the Furious should be like, I'm waiting for the Kevin Smith version of Fast movies because he described Lord of the Rings. Have you seen the clerk's description of Lord of the Rings? Where it's like movie one, walk, 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 movie two, walk, 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 movie three, walk, 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 movie four, and we're done. Like, we need that for Fast and the Furious. I'm just saying. Caleb! Do you know there was 9 years between Fast 1 and Fast 2? Yeah. Every 30 seconds. It's like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time with family.
PSA that we've all right. Off the rail.
Yeah, this is, we apologize. All right, so.
Fast 6. 6.
I'm going to say Fast and the Furious. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all of them. Fast and Furious.
It needs to be specific, though.
That's awesome. I win. No, I win. I said it doesn't fucking matter. I win.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I fucking win, bro.
Oh, I knew it. Yeah, I freaking Steve, knew that's what happened.
Steven's like,
I freaking knew it. He wasn't live.
Like, I don't know what happened. Everybody was 30 minutes behind. I felt like I was in the past. You went back and you saved like JFK.
I freaking called it. I knew that was the thing. That is what he did.
Phenomenal. That is fucking phenomenal. Yes, Tokyo Drift is one of the best ones. Hans and Sean, the story arc, absolutely yes, without a question.
Yeah, Fast 4 was not that great, but Fast 5, the whole like. Bank robbery right. And
Simon, go ahead. You talk, and I'll say your words. Father reunites with long lost. Where's your thing? Hand things. With long lost son wants him to take over the family business.
Oh, it's not a movie.
Kung Fu Panda. No. It does. This is like every fucking movie in the last 30 years.
Oh my god, I know this. I know this.
All right, go first.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. I'm going with Mr. Deeds.
Was his dad there? Because his dad was
Mr. Deeds.
His dad was a butler?
Mr. Deeds. No. He was like, I like his feet. I like his feet.
All right, Will, Jenny?
I don't know.
Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2. See, that's not... I think that's pretty fucking accurate. Absolutely.
That's not
yes.
wrong either.
Come on, Unicorn Poop. You got this.
We're going to go with The Godfather.
Make an offer you can't refuse. I'm going to go Guardians 2. I think Guardians 2 because I don't think Simon would go that far into Godfather. Simon, who played The Godfather? Right. Yeah, he doesn't have no idea. Al Pacino. Yes, Al Pacino played The Godfather. No! It's Marlon Brando, dude. Jesus.
It could be.
Oh, Gavin with the money. Hold on.
Oh man, that's
holy
Gavin.
Shit.
Wow.
But wouldn't it be the third one? Wouldn't it be
No, because he gets his hand chopped off in two. That's
yeah, but he doesn't go into the business until the third one, right?
Oh, that's a great answer. But that's when Vader becomes good and backs up. I think it's two.
That's
dude.
A very good answer.
That's a fucking phenomenal. Gavin, bro, you're my hero. Yeah, I'm changing my answer to Empire. I have to at this point. I have no choice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yes, I have no original thoughts at this point. Yeah. Simon, what is it, dude? Tell me it's Empire. That's got to be fucking Empire.
Yeah,
dude.
That's a great. Good job.
No, it's not true.
Wait.
It's impossible.
Scroll back, please. Episode 6 is Jedi. The scene you're showing is Empire Strikes Back. But that picture, but you're saying Episode 7 is Jedi.
No.
Episode 6 is Return of the Jedi.
Dude, all you had to do was put the B. That's it. Just a B.
This is what happens when people who haven't seen the freaking movies make this shit.
Well Gavin, done, Gavin.
Gavin I think Gavin was on good. The money. I'm giving Gavin very the credit. That was beautiful. That text is a bullshit. It is Empire Strikes
that was,
Back.
That was very good. Good right. job. This is
the last one for the night. All right. Small town doctor brings three people closer together. That is every Hallmark movie ever. That is right. Small town doctor just got divorced. Has his two kids with him, and he's in town, his hometown for the winter to celebrate Christmas, and he meets a hometown girl that he used to date. This is Winnie the Pooh. No, what is
small town doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Simon's getting the shit jobs next week without a question, Steven. I'm glad. First of all, I'm glad you're now in the present. Thank you for joining us. You're absolutely
fucking her answer, damn it.
Was that really your answer?
Yes, it was.
Oh my god.
That's so fucked up.
Caleb might be right.
That is so fucked up. That is beyond wrong. I've never seen this movie, but I know exactly what it's about. That is beyond wrong. That is so fucked up. And I like Garrett's answer. The first, not the second. The first human centipede.
Yeah, the second one was like a conga line.
Oh my god. That was crazy. That was crazy. Oh my god. Okay. So Will and Jenny say human centipede. Danny?
You know, to save so face up. For this, how we've gone off the rails, I'm going to say Doc Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood. Steven says Saw. Like, I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. So, all right. I'm going to go with the second was the prison. I have no answer here. I'll abstain, which means I'm just going to steal human centipede because why not? Wow. On the fucking money. Caleb, Jenny, and Will. Good shit. That was impressive. That was absolutely impressive. And with that, I think
I feel like I want to throw up now.
Simon, you're going to have to learn sign language for the next one if your headset's going to go. And with that, I think we are at a close for the Tech Bar. Will, Jenny, thank you so much for being on. You guys are freaking awesome. You are so much fun. Let's all raise a glass to unicorn poop.
Unicorn poop.
And peaches. And peaches.
And gold. There's two of them.
Oh, there's two of them, and their daughter that called during the Tech Bar because they called it. They said
it's going to happen.
I think this is the first time that we've ever had a Tech Bar guest play music for us.
And
it was good.
First.
And it was good.
Well done. Yeah.
Live, yes. So that is impressive. Will, I hope to see you in Chicago. Jenny, are you going to Chicago?
No,
but I told her all you guys are coming over, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to go be at your house next weekend. We'll see you then. We're all bringing instruments.
All right. So, Jenny, I'm going to need the caviar. It needs to be, like, fresh. All right.
Could you tell the difference between fresh and, like, week-old caviar?
She doesn't know that. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
We just do what we do.
Yeah.
I'll get some
milk and
put them in the blender.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, Jason says we'll come over. We will be at ChannelCon in CompTIA ChannelCon. We'll put the link again so you can get free passes. Come join us. Jason will be there. Will be there. Tons of friends. We are going to be there. We may do a tech bar live from ChannelCon. We don't know yet. I need to spring that on MJ Schuer again. Remind him that we had drunken conversations about it. Yeah, he says, Jason says he gets in Monday, leaving Friday. Damn, he's doing a full week. That's some shit.
Wow. Jason, you got that full week.
Look at this. Thursday night in-person tech bar at Will's. I think we can rock that. Absolutely. We can do that. We can.
That's yes. Even better than tech bar at Whole Foods.
I think that's the best way to close the night. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining Tech Bar. Tech Bar family, we love and appreciate the hell out of you. Until next time, take care, you guys.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.